The Revelation of the Book Revelation, Part 32. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingheids of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is an A4 and nearly 800 pages thick, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. International code for South Africa, +27, the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you have to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But you need to go to part one, start from the beginning. We have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. It's also very important to share the link with your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a notepad. Hallelujah. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name of Yahushua, we're going to continue where we are. If you are using the handbook, the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, 3.37, the King's Dream and the Interpretation thereof. Now it gives us the interpretation. It says, verse 36, this is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the King. As I continue with the same scripture references, we shall find how Daniel, through the Ruach HaKodesh, will reveal every small detail of the King's dream and his interpretation thereof. This is the dream, Daniel state, this is the dream that you had, and I will interpret it before the King. The other guys wasn't in the position. The fortune tellers and the astral, the different people that normally guides the King, they couldn't tell him. Astrologers and the others, they couldn't. But Daniel is about the King of Kings, verse 37. O King, I said, thou O King are the King of Kings. If you look in the Bible, the 1611 King James, it's written with small K's, King of Kings. Yahushua is the King of Kings in capital letters. For the Elohim of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory. For thou art the King in the time of 570 BY, before Yahushua, the King of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, was the most powerful force on earth. And therefore does Daniel declare him the King of Kings. And again, I want to emphasize, note the small letters for King of Kings. Today in 2024, according to the Bible, the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation shall find how Yahushua have become the King of Kings. I'm so glad. I know the King of Kings. His name is Yahushua. Now Daniel continued to explain to the King, for the Elohim of heaven is Yahweh our Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, the only Elohim of heaven and earth, the King of Kings. He says, he has given the power. Daniel explains that the kingdom he is governing comes from the Hebrew word Elohim, not God. Because in that time the word God did not exist. Because the word God comes from the word Kyrios and Theos. So in Daniel's time, they didn't spoke Greek, Babylon, Media, Pers, Greek. So you can think how far down that you come by Greek. The power, he explains to you, the strength, also the strength and the glory. What do we learn from the scripture? It is evident that Yahweh Elohim can use anyone he chooses. He can give this person power, strength, and glory. Anytime. He can do it anytime. Now we're going to read verse 41 to 43. It says, And whether thou saw the feet of toes, part of clay, now you must listen, and part of iron, it's a combination. The kingdom shall be diverted. It's not going to be one king. And do you know what? We're living in this time of the 2 feet, of the 10 toes. The iron and the clay, it's mingled together, but it doesn't stick together. Therefore, thou shalt feast of the toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron. The kingdom shall be divided. We already know that this is the one global antichrist system which will dominate the earth at the end of times. Combine the iron and the clay. Well, in this time we are living, we don't live in the antichrist system right now. No, we live in the time of Revelation 3, verse 14 to 22. Where the church of Laodicea, where it says, you're not hot or cold, but you are lukewarm. We're in this area in 2024, in the 21st century, where churches just draw people, these mega churches, they just draw people because of money. And they don't preach the standard of holiness. That you can live as you like, as long as you pay your tithes and visit church, attend church every now and then. So this is the time of the big lie. And that's why the word says, well, your hearts are cold, but because you are lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, way in the speed. Today in 2024, we know through experience that this agnostic world is moving in a direction of a one global government system. And the strength of this global society is the fact that religions and people are being united under a world banner. Politicians, world leaders, together with a one money system, which is going to be the microchip, Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18. For as much as I saw the iron mixed with mimic clay. Now Daniel is drawing to the king's attention to the mixture of the iron and the clay. Very important. The mixture of the iron and the clay. In this following scripture, Daniel is directing us to the way the feet of this image are formed or made. Now listen how it's made. It shall be partly broken. Now it says in verse 42, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, which we already know, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. The time we're living in, what I've found, being in the eschatology, studying eschatology and equipping myself with eschatology the last 56 years, studies and research, I've seen how the Roman Catholic Church, especially in the last 20 years, 25 years, have mingled with different world religions. They formed covenants with certain churches and certain denominations and religions. I mean, about a year ago, not even a year ago, the Pope with Islam created it the standing of Krishlam. And I explained before that Krishlam, from my time, about 20, 25 years ago, it was already known a gospel, a church denomination called Krishlam, which is a combination between Islam and Christianity. And Christianity is not Protestantism. Christianity is Catholicism. That's why I'm not a Protestant. I'm a Japhist. According to 2 Peter 4 verse 16. In the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. That's what the Bible says. So it says that the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. We see this. The different combinations of religions. And every time. Is this one of the popes that make these covenants agreements. You can see the figurative speech in the scripture. Why will he partly strong and partly broken? Because of the iron and the clay, they do not mix. They stick together, but not for long. Not for long. And then they will break apart. They shall not mix together, verse 43. And wherever thou saw iron mixed with myrrh clay, Daniel is now revealing the figurative speech to King Nebuchadnezzar. What? Of course. He will now explain how these different kingdoms, because these 10 toes are what? Different kingdoms, different countries, different presidents, shall find a common way to form a covenant, but it shall not last. This is the figurative speech. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Listen now. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Immediately we find that the iron and the clay are no real substance, but is figurative speech describing the seed of men, which are ordinary people. There's the scripture. And we've been missing it all our lives, or the church has been missing it for more than 600 years, the Protestant churches. We've always thought it's iron and clay, and iron and clay, and iron and clay. It's not iron and clay. It's the seed of men, which is different nations, and different cultures, and different people. The word says, but it shall not cleave one to another. It's not really iron and clay that's supposed to mix here. But since we were Sunday school children, we were taught there's an image or a beast that King Nebuchadnezzar saw, and we come to the feet, iron and clay. We see the clay and the iron. They are mingled together. Instead, it's not two compounds. It's religions. It's people. It's governments. It's governments. What is a United Nation? It's a body of 197 nations, nearly 200 nations. Which is what? It's people. And what do? They mingle together. It's a time, like in the time of Semiramis and Nimrod, in the time of Nimrod, when he built the tower. The Bible says they had one language, and that drove them to build a tower to reach into heaven. And what did Japheth did? He confused the languages so they couldn't understand. The guy was asking for a brick, and the other one was asking for a tape, and Azikul or Mihaias, I don't know, I bet anybody can praat me. They were totally confused. I was speaking three languages here now quickly. So they didn't understand. They were confused because of that, and there they spread over the earth. Now today, there's one language which is performed through the earth, and that is called English, like in the time of Babylon. And the computer here plays a massive role in making it work. Making this iron and clay, which is people, mingle together. When there's a meeting in the United Nations, the person who is addressing the crowd, the audience, the delegates, when he's speaking in English. Everyone is sitting. The Arabic guy sits with the Afrikaans guy sits with the earphone. The Jewish guy sits with the earphone. The German guy sits with the earphone. And all of those nations, nearly 200 of them, in milliseconds, whatever this guy says, the computer translated in everyone's own language. And it hear it as if that guy that's speaking in English is actually speaking in German or speaking in Afrikaans, which is my native language. So that's a technology. So this technology and everything makes it easy for the nations to mingle together. So what do I say? There is no Ein and Klein. Daniel doesn't know how to explain it. To him it was the ten toes, the ten kings, the ten kingdoms, the beast with the seven horns and ten heads. They mingle together. It's not Ein and Klein. Because I see these two feet and ten toes throughout the book Revelation and the book Daniel. But they shall not cleave to one another. They will make the agreements. They will come together. They will have different tea parties and they will associate one with another. But when they leave, everyone is there for his own benefit. These human nations in the time shall mingle together, but they shall not cleave as one to another. Why? Even as iron is not mixed with clay. Even as iron is not mixed with clay. Because nature teaches that iron and clay shall not mix together. Eventually they break apart. And the same, the nations, the greediness of the different nations. Everyone wants to be in control. Everyone wants to be the second in command. And the Bible says that these seed of men, suddenly the scripture has different meaning, eh? The seed of men will mingle together. They will form relationships and covenants, but they do not stick together. Why? Strike it at its feet. Daniel 3:4. Daniel saw a stone that was cut out, but not by human hands. Hallelujah. There's a mountain, and there's a stone. The mountain Yaffa, our father. The stone Yahushua. This is figurative speech. Daniel saw a stone that was cut out by, not by human hands. Remember the figurative speech? Who is the stone? Who is the stone? Yahushua. The mountain? Yaffa. In the following part of our scripture, we need to pay attention to the part where this stone is striking the image of Daniel, of King Nebuchadnezzar, excuse me. Why? Because it plays a major part in the end time ministry, the end of times. It says, we struck the statue at its feet and broke it into pieces. Where does it strike the image? At its feet. I many a times has asked, especially when I was preaching in different churches, because I was invited in South Africa into a lot of churches to come and preach the Revelation word and preach on the end times. That was before I came to the Revelation names. Today we are so busy, it's impossible to attend any other services, or that's why we use the internet. Now, every time when I preach about the image of Daniel coming to the feet, people was amazed. The pastors were amazed. The teachers and the reverends were amazed because they never heard this. Why does the stone strike the image at his feet and not against the head? Do you know? When you kill a buck, I already explained it. When you go hunting, when you go on a safari you take photos, but the hunters, and you want to shoot a lion, where do you shoot a lion? In the feet. You have big problems, my friend. You have big problems. You have to shoot him in the head or you shoot him in the side, in his heart. So why does the stone strikes the image at his feet? Why? Do you know? We noted that the idol was made of different materials through the Bible history. More than 2,570 years of different kingdoms exist. The only part of the statue of Daniel that remains today, 2024, are the 2 feet and the 10 toes, which still has to come into fulfillment in this 24th century. They're there. The toes are separately. They haven't. Yeah, they're busy with the United Nations and forming covenants between churches because there's got to be a one world a government, one world religion, which will be steered or governed by the Roman Catholic Church. And then you will have a cashless society through the microchip implant. From the Babylonian kingdom of King Nebuchadnezzar about 570 BY before Yahushua up to today, 2024, all the other kingdoms which we have studied have already gone by. The heads, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greek, Rome, they all gone, my friend. We have the 2 feet, the 10 toes. This means that only the kingdom remains, which is the 2 feet and toes, as previously explained. We, as part of the Bride of Yeshua, is now living in the last period of the statue of Daniel, also known as the dispensation of grace. What? Yes. In this period of 2 feet, where the people, the seed of men, is mingling together, in the very same time we are living in the church age of Laodicea, which is the time where Yaffa says, where you are hot or cold, because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. We're living in the dispensation of grace, in the time of grace. We see our sinners is coming to repentance. We found our people, the word, the revelation word of Yaffa and Yahushua are revealed to people. We experience this all the time. Excuse me. We experience this all the time. So it is the time of grace, but it's also the time where everything is set to be mingled together. The seeds of men. Please take note that the remainder of the image was broken into pieces after it was struck at its feet by the stone. Yahushua, at the end of time, and the atomic winds carrying it away like fine dust. Got a little hair in my moustache here. Always, I don't know why. So what happens? The atomic explosions in the end of time, which is going to break apart these seeds of men, for them to be demolished. And where the atomic wind will just come and just blow it all away. Just take it away. We're studying the battle of Armageddon later in the book. We shall discover how this world today shall be destroyed by brimstone and fire, which shall be the atomic missiles at the end of time. The prophecy which is still to happen. To read and understand what happened to the early churches, Yahweh our Elohim, need us to focus, to open our eyes. We need to focus our eyes upon the future prophecies still to happen. Before the stone, which is Yahushua, and so glad we know it, are able to vanquish all things and break everything into pieces, according to Revelation 20 verse 8, Yahushua must first call us, his bride, into heaven at the end of Revelation 3, verse 22, knowing as the coming or the parousia, the Greek word, parousia, of Yahushua for his bride. This statement shall form part of the backbone of the study and also of the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. So there's a coming for the bride at the end of this age of grace. And there's certain things that has to happen first before it can occur, before the bride can be taken from this earth into heaven. There's a lot of things that need to be happen according to the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel. He said, the feet and the toes is a new world order, which has different seeds, different nations, different seeds of men, and they form together the United Nation. This is the clay and the iron. It will mix and it will be the last earthly government, and they shall not hold together. It shall be the last earthly government. It is going to function for a time under the Great Tribulation, or in the Great Tribulation, where the Roman Catholic Pope will oversee everything, like he's doing right now. This is what the Roman Catholic Pope wanted, according to Revelation 17 verse 1 to 6. Then after breaking the final covenant, he will then reveal himself to the world as the Antichrist, according to Revelation 13 verse 1 and 9. So he will present himself as the beast from the sea with the 10 heads and seven heads and 10 horns. I will later explain the Antichrist in full. It is of utmost importance to be able to read and understand the figurative speech in the books of Daniel and Revelation, because for more than 600 years, the time of Protestantism, very seldom that or ever did we had pastors or teachers or reverends or professors or doctors who was able to learn and teach and explain to us the book of Daniel and Revelation. Most churches just take a bit here, take a bit there, they bring them together, they mingle them together, and they form a dogma or church theology. And again, that are taught to students who doesn't know much more. And it takes many, many, many years before these pastors and teachers and reverends and doctors and professors are really coming to the revelation where Yahweh will open the word to them. Why? Because most of their life they were blinded by church doctrine. And that's for more than 26 years. I don't belong to no church or denomination. I belong to the bride of Yahushua. Because of this figurative speech, generations before us has not been able to explain the information in these two books. The two keys to the book of Revelation is the one, and the other one is Daniel. As we continue with the study, I will, by the grace of Yahweh, explain all the figurative speech in both the two books, Daniel and the book of Revelation. And you will then experience the importance of the revelation of the word of Yahweh our Elohim. How wonderful. We know exactly after 56 years of studying and research in the eschatology, I think we should know something by now. We need to make a proper study of the feet of this image of King Nebuchadnezzar. There are 2 feet, each with 5 toes. We know that the 2 feet with 5 toes equals 10. Do you know the importance of these 10 toes? This forms the basis of understanding the prophecy of the end time. This is end time prophecy. When the United Nations was formed after World War II on 29 October 1945, most theologians of the time believed that the United Nation was the 2 feet, and from the 2 feet the Antichrist would have come. Today, in 2024, there are 197 different countries who form part of the United Nations structure. It what? When they formed, there were 10 countries, and that was supposed to be the 2 feet. 29 October 1945. Today there's nearly 200 countries. Now the next question, and I'm ending with this. The next question, the image of King Nebuchadnezzar today in 2024 appears imperfect by having 197 toes. Do you agree? Of course. He had 2 feet, but he didn't have 100 toes this side, or nearly 100 toes this side, and nearly 100 toes. No. And that's so far set apart. The image of King Nebuchadnezzar today appears imperfect by having 197 toes. Yes. Then you must agree with me that according to the Bible, this 197 nations are not the 10 toes of Daniel. Do we agree? This 10 toes of Daniel cannot be nearly 200 nations. Because Daniel saw 10 toes. Now if that is true, then I need to ask a question. Then who is the 10 toes? What do you say? Before I'm going to give it with a spoon to you next week, what do you say? Who is these 10 toes? See, suddenly the scenario changes. Because, like I said, in a time when 29 October 1945, when the United Nations was formed, 10 countries, that was the 10 toes. But today it's imperfect. The Bible doesn't say it's nearly 200 countries or toes. It's important. It's impossible. 100 toes this side, 100. So, for homework, I'm going to ask you to see if you can find who are these 10 toes which are to be struck by the stone, Yahashua, and make it fine dust in order for the wind to blow it away. If you have a theories to come, we are going to continue next week. Till next time, Maranatha, Yahashua is coming again. Hallelujah.